It is 6:39. It's a pleasure and a privilege to welcome a dear friend to the program, and it kind of worked out this way. We are having on, coming up next, a gentleman who is going to present kind of a different story about the car companies, the auto industry, the way we sell in the industry or the way we buy as customers cars. Mike Darrow will be here, True Car president and CEO. He's speaking at the DAC about how the exploding online car buying market will transform the industry as we know it. Well, my feeling is it could also transform our society and our individual communities. And to me, not in a great way, because I've said it before, maybe not lately, but I've said it a number of times over the years. If you have a car dealer on your block, you have one of the best neighbors you could ever have, because car dealers give back to the community in which they serve in so many ways. It's incredible. So that being said, I've got my friend Mark Snethkamp Sr. He is the president of the Snethkamp Automotive Family. They're in Highland Park, Redford, in their newest location in Gaylord. Mark, always a pleasure to be with you, and I don't get to have you on the air very often, but good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Harbor Springs and Little Traverse Bay.
Well, thank you, and thanks for getting me here in style. That I've said this before, because when you and Debbie showed us that Grand Wagoneer, when you first introduced it to us, I raved about it on the air, because it is a vehicle worth raving about. It's incredible. Now that I've been in it a little bit more, and I see, for example, this sounds simple, but the Macintosh sound system and the VU meters and all the rest, I mean, it was just fabulous. Besides being a great sound system, it just brought back great memories. There are a lot of people who remember Macintosh as the standard in the industry for sound. But is that selling well, I hope?
Yep. We've got a lot of new Jeep products, and that's the top of the line, our flagship for the Jeep line. And we, like every other car that they can build us, we can sell. So things...
Are they building enough? Are they getting? Are they doing okay? Are you getting enough vehicles?
Yeah,
product?
We don't have a whole bunch in stock, so the world's changed a little bit. But they're able to get us enough cars to be able to take care of the needs of our customers.
Well, here you are in a business. You're the third generation, and in a lot of family businesses, the third generation is where everything falls apart. So that hasn't happened to you, and you've moved on. I mean, you're still there and working very hard, but now your son, Mark Jr., is there. So you've got your grandfather, your father, you, and now your son. So you've made it over that third-generation hump.
Yeah, I haven't screwed it up yet.
No, you haven't. But you're facing some very interesting challenges in the future, including what Mike Darrow, I assume, is going to talk about in a little bit when he joins us, in this whole push about selling cars online. And certainly the way traditionally cars have been sold, the way your grandfather did it, and used still to today, and your son Mark, people come in, they look at the vehicle, they literally kick the tires, they go for a test drive. I can't imagine buying a car or any vehicle without driving it first. And yet there are people who are buying these cars online. It's very bizarre, and I think it means that there are a lot of people, like millennials, who don't really pay that much attention to the drive. They just think, well, if I get in this vehicle, it's got four wheels, it gets me from here to there, and that makes me happy. But that's not been our way of life.
It's still a very, very small percentage of people that buy cars that way. What you just described, coming into the showroom and kicking tires and going for a test drive, is still the way the majority of the people buy cars. And they, you know, the majority of people still like to go to their local car dealers to do that. I heard a story the other day that people are willing to travel 500 miles to buy a car, and I just don't think that's true. The local dealer is the people, we're the people that they turn to when they've got service problems, when they've got any other issues with their car questions. They like to come in and just and talk and have coffee. So, they most of the consumers like to go to their corner dealership.
It's a very personal relationship, I think. And that's why there are people, there are descendants of people who bought from your grandfather who are coming in to Snethkamp Automotive Family and buying their cars. Look, this guy's going to tell us how that's changing or why, but I can't imagine, why would you drive 500 miles to another dealership to buy a car? That's like the poor people, well, Sean, I don't mean you, but It's like people who drive 50 miles to save 3 cents on gas. If you sit and look at it, you go, it costs you a lot of money to go save that money. But I don't know, Sean, you same thing. You like the personal relationship.
Yeah.
You love your truck, but you loved buying your truck from the people you bought it from, and you do business with them, and that's the way it is.
100%. And you know me, if I see a gas station, I'll stop regardless.
He stops at gas stations. He can't. It's kind of a thing. He can't pass a gas station. But I'm glad to see that it's strong. And I know how much you've done. I remember specifically when the tornado came through, the fundraiser you had up at Gaylord, but all of your dealerships. And you do things like that. That's what good family car dealerships, and most of them are family, even though there are big companies buying them up. But that's what most of the dealerships do, get very involved in the community, as you do.
For sure, we sponsor local baseball teams. We're the face of the community. We're the guys that they come to when they want cars for the local parades. 4th of July coming up, and the phone's ringing off the hook for you know, cars that they can tow their floats with and things like that. So, you know, cars have gotten a little harder to find, which I think, you know, people maybe are traveling further, but you know, with leasing, we do a lot of leasing, so the customers and us we're getting together with them a little earlier before, you know, they're not just, my car is due tomorrow, what, come to the showroom and what can I get? So we have to do a little more forward planning. We try to get to you about 6 months out and start planning, you know, what your needs are, how we're going to do this transaction. Are you going to keep the car that you're leasing? Are you going to turn it in? Let's order you exactly what you're looking for so we can time the delivery when their lease expires. So it's changed a little bit, but it's still pretty much the same.
And Detroit is a different market than the rest of the country because we build the cars here, many of them, oftentimes. And with that thought in mind, it's a different world. And would you say that the market is mostly a lease market rather than a new car, or is that changed?
90% of our customers lease, so it's different than most every other market in the country.
And they get those the
special deals from the manufacturers, and they're very loyal to one manufacturer or another. There's not a lot of crossing brands.
Yeah, and if you're going to get the deal, why would you want to do something else? Well, I just wanted you to come in and offer a little balance ahead of time, and I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for all your support.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
It's Mark Snethkamp, Sr., president of the Snethkamp Automotive Family in Highland Park in Redford, and their newest location in Gaylord. And coming up, yes, Mike Darrow, TrueCar president and CEO, is going to be here with us on WJR.